All right, for all our 4 p.m. listeners, welcome. It's Terry and Sherry.
Welcome to Hour 2. It is Radio Marathon Week, and we've been on since 3 o'clock, and you missed some goodness and some nonsense, but you also missed some great music. We are here for 2 times the Terry and Sherry today because it is Radio Marathon time, because it is fundraising time. Do you want to share with everyone what our commitment is? Because my phone's been a little quiet, and I don't want it to be quiet.
So we did have one person actually give us money right at the beginning of this, and I'm going to match that. So Hortensio, thank you for your donation. I'm going to consider that. It was right when we first started talking about it. So we will definitely match your money, Hortensio. So thank you very much for that. But we've got a long way to go. So we've agreed to match up to $1,000 today between 3 and 5, or tomorrow night between midnight and 4 a.m. when I'm on the radio. So
we're going to match any donations pledged during this time frame.
Yep. Up to
$1,000 total.
Yeah.
And if you want to make that commitment now, we would love to hear from you. So you can text my phone at 613-217-9398, or you can call into the radio station at 613-533-2372. Also, coincidentally, that's the same last 4 digits as my phone.
No, it's not.
2372. Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Okay, doesn't matter. Those numbers are familiar. I'll have to go back and see why I said that, but they seem familiar. Someone's phone number is that.
Your phone number isn't it?
217-9398.
How is 2373?
Somebody's got that number.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm like, that is not your number, but whatever. Again, nonsense.
Just nonsense.
All right. Well,
now we're in hour 2.
We are in hour 2.
And we're talking about Canadian music.
We are, and we're talking about an icon of Canadian music.
Yep. In lots of different perspectives, but go ahead. Who are we talking about?
Good, bad, or indifferent? We're talking about Justin Bieber.
So you either love him or hate him, but you're talking about him.
I love him.
Right? He's certainly grown up before our eyes, and he's changed and evolved, and not that I'm a big Bieber fan, but I think he's currently married with a baby, and he's cleaned up his act.
Yeah, I mean, the problem is you give kids all this money, and there's nobody around to control them or parent them or do any of this stuff because they're off traveling. You've got to expect there's going to be chaos.
Oh, of course.
Right? It's expected. I mean, superstar athletes, when they get money, some of them go haywire. Some of them are grounded, and that's great. Unfortunately, Justin went off the rails a little bit. He's come back. He's found the rails, and I think he's painting in the lines, and that's great. And this song, Baby, you've picked. I really like Holy with...
I really like Holy as well, but I decided not to go that angle today. Also, this is, in my memory, the first song I knew of Justin Bieber. I think this might be the one that got him discovered on YouTube.
I don't think so.
Well,
but anyway, nonetheless, we can look that up and we can come back and talk about it. And
we can find out who's right.
Yeah, and we've talked about him in the past because Megan McKeever, a friend of ours, she got to be the...
Oh, the girl on the stage. She was Baby or no, something about
One Less Lonely Girl.
Yes, that's right. A friend of ours was the One Less Lonely Girl at either the Toronto or Ottawa
show. Yes, so
very cool.
Pretty wild.
So
we were at that show too. So pretty wild. A little Bieber and a little ludicrous. Here we go.
Are you saying? 13, I have my first love. There was nobody that compared to my baby, and nobody came between us, no could ever come above. She had me going crazy. Oh, I was starstruck. She woke me up daily. Don't need no Starbucks. She made my heart pound and skip a beat when I see her in the street and at school on the playground. But I really wanna see her on the weekend. She knows she got me dazing, cause she was so amazing. And now my heart is breaking, but I just keep on saying,
love a good collaboration.
I do as well. And you also love when you're right.
I am right.
Because I was wrong and I stand corrected, and I will admit it publicly that I was incorrect. What
it's okay.
was the song that got him discovered?
One Time.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think Justin Bieber's been around so long that I forget that it's only been since 2009 since he really, really had come to fame.
Well, it's interesting, though, because even in that song, I was saying, listen to how young his voice sounds.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't even know if he'd hit puberty by that time, because it definitely wasn't a man voice. It was definitely a young boy voice. And I thought it was very interesting. So that was fun to profile. And of course, we're bopping around the studio because that's what we do in between the songs.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of funny because you talk about this song, Baby. It was one of the best-selling singles ever in the United States.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it was also something also on YouTube. He had it on YouTube as well. I mean, he's a YouTube phenom.
Well, that's where he discovered. He actually was one of the early people who even made getting discovered on YouTube what it is
wasn't
today.
Wasn't he 12 or something when he was discovered?
Really,
he was very young. He was a preteen. And then, because if I go back, he was born in 94. So put him 2010, 2009. So
he's mental math for Terry on the radio.
He was 15, 16, I guess, by the time he made it big, but...
Right.
Still.
It's okay.
Crazy.
I respect him.
Oh, so do I. So this next band here, Leahy, very excited
Didn't
to play them.
Did we see them?
We did say Leahy.
They were at the Grand Theater.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were very good.
Yeah. So I really like Leahy. And they were there, I'm trying to think.
A couple of Christmases ago.
Yeah.
Very Leahy Christmas, I think, was at the Grand Theater, and we saw it a couple of Christmases
ago. That was fantastic. This song is called Seamus.
Okay. Oh, that sounds very Irish.
It is very Irish. I mean, they're an East Coast band. I love Leahy. I love everything about them. They're very they're the family, right? So very excited to play this band and this song. So, guys, enjoy Little Leahy, another great Canadian band.
Thank you. Are you looking for a summer job? What about a career in engineering, computing, or technology fields? Queen's Career Service is excited to host in-person career fairs in Barlett Gym, Mitchell Hall, on Tuesday, January 20th for the Summer and Part-Time Opportunities Fair, and Wednesday, January 21st for the Engineering and Technology Fair. Drop in anytime between 10:30 a.m. and 3:30 p.m. at Barlett Gym. These events are open to all Queen's students of all years. Students are encouraged to sign up in My Career to receive event reminders.
Well, all right then.
Seems a little early to be talking about a summer job, but I guess not. He took me aback a little bit there. I wasn't expecting him to say, are you looking for a summer job? I'm just thinking about Christmas.
Yeah, people are just getting ready, I guess. They want to get a head start on summer
work.
Good
to be prepared.
It is good to be prepared. So I have to say I was wrong with regards to Leahy. I just went back and I was looking it up and I was like, man, I just want to confirm how many people are in the band. So it's an 8-person band. All 8 members are from the Leahy family.
Right. I knew they were family.
Yeah. Because I remember having the little grandkids out dancing and doing the jig and stuff. Like,
yeah,
I remember that.
They were adorable.
They were. And I don't think they're considered band members. They were just their kids and grandkids performing. But what I can tell you is, and I didn't know this, they're from Lakefield, Ontario, which is just outside Peterborough. So
they're Ontario.
Yeah, they're Ontario.
They definitely have an East Coast vibe and influence.
100%.
But originally from Lakefield. I follow them now on Instagram because I enjoyed the show enough that I wanted to continue to keep up with what they were doing. They might be coming back this year, but I'm not 100% sure. And we have no time for anything extra than what we've already committed to.
So it's funny. It says the lineup changes based on the 11 people, based on whether they're having kids at the time or whatever. So I guess the entire family is part of the Leahy band.
Yeah.
And depending on what's going on, if they've got other commitments or whatever, somebody steps in and fills a part. I think that's awesome.
That's pretty neat. Yeah, we should start a Doherty family band.
No, I'm good.
No, I have some kids about that.
I think I'm busy enough and nobody wants to hear me play. I tried the guitar. Terrible. I gave it up.
No, you didn't have the patience.
I didn't.
You wanted to play Stairway to Heaven immediately and you didn't want to strum Happy Birthday for 2 months.
Oh my God, that was terrible. I was terrible. Anyway, let's talk about Michael Bublé. You love this guy.
Absolutely. Let's always talk about Michael Bublé.
We've seen this guy in concert. I'd say it's probably my top 5 concerts of all time.
Yeah, he was fantastic in concert. Obviously, he's an incredible showman with an incredible voice. He can sing the phone book and still sound fantastic. It's interesting because when I was picking music, actually, our son was in the room with me, and I asked him what his favorite Michael Bublé song was because I didn't want to just play the standard one that I would play.
Yeah.
So this one was chosen by Kieran.
Oh, interesting. I mean...
And you were upstairs being grumpy. We were downstairs picking Feisty.
We're calling it Feisty.
We're calling it Feisty today?
Feisty.
Okay. Let's play Michael Bublé.
All righty.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on a tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done.
that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world and a bold world for me. Sands of the pine, you know how I feel. Oh, freedom is mine, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new dawn, it's a new day.
I got to see people like Frank Sinatra and Sammy Davis Jr. and all those guys perform. I love this style of music.
The original crooners?
Yeah, the original Rat Pack, for sure.
Is that why you said that so soft? Because you turned down your Terry volume.
Yeah, I did.
And there's a lot of Terry volume normally, so I was wondering why you were speaking so softly.
I just love that style of music.
You were wooed by Michael Bublé?
Oh, yeah. When you're just sitting listening to it, it would be better if we were sitting in the dark listening to that song and just some lights going off in the background or some sparkly, you know, stars. I just love that song. It's so...
It is beautiful, yes.
An amazing
and
song.
That was chosen by Karen.
And yeah, well, thanks, Karen. I love that.
That was a good one. What do we have next?
We've got a little Great Big Sea again. So
did we do them all? No, this is the first time we did Bare Naked Ladies.
Yeah, that's right. So we're doing Great Big Sea, and that's, again, another band that we both chose.
Look at that. We agree on something. We agree on two bands.
I think we agree on a lot of bands. I wish these guys were still together. I love seeing Alan Doyle.
He's so good.
He is. And I hope Sean McCann comes to Kingston again. We didn't get a chance to see him the last time he was here. But I do love Alan Doyle. I love the band. I wish they would get back together. If Santa could bring me one wish, it wouldn't be that. But I would love a lot more than Great Big Sea
to get back together. But if that's all you want, then I don't have to get you anything else.
Yeah, no.
That's good.
Sorry.
I'm off the hook.
No, we're good. Great Big Sea. I love them. I loved seeing them. We saw them right when the kids were like little.
Yeah, one was in a stroller.
Yeah, it was so good.
We stumbled upon them at Ontario Place, which I don't even think is called that anymore.
No, was it Ontario Place or just on the waterfront? Remember they were doing some Celtic music festival? It doesn't matter. But anyway, it was downtown Toronto and it was fantastic. And they were nobody. They were playing at like 4 or 5 in the afternoon and there was just a few people dancing around. And again, we've talked about these guys. I love these guys.
I would like to see them in Halifax. If next time we're in Halifax.
Well, I would love to see them in St. John's, Newfoundland, where they're from. I mean,
I like Halifax more than I like St. John, Newfoundland, so I'll go to Halifax to see them.
And I picked a song that you typically don't often hear by them. This is called A Boat Like Golden Brown.
All right, let's hear it.
Another one of their fantastic songs for me.
Strong and bold, she has a stalwart bow. But my father's boat was secondhand, one someone used before. And after every fishing trip, my father always swore that someday he would save enough to go to St. John's Town and buy himself a big new boat, a boat like Gideon Brown, a boat like Gideon Brown. And Federation came around.
massive old age pension. He said, son, I'm saving every cent, and this you must not mention. You saved the baby bonus too, and things just might turn around, and we'll have enough to buy a boat like Gideon Brown. She can punch ahead in any gale and ride the ship round. I often thought how proud I'd be in a boat like Gideon Brown, in a boat like Gideon Brown. Many years did pass away and Dad began to fade. He didn't talk of boats too much. He said, son, I'm afraid. If things don't soon improve, then I'll be underground before we ever get to see ourselves in a boat like Gideon Brown. She can punch ahead in any gale and ride the ship round. I often thought how proud I'd be in a boat like Gideon Brown, in a boat like Gideon Brown. His hand one day and he said, son, that policy, the insurance is all in your name, you're the beneficiary, and when I'm gone they'll pay you off, then go to St. Johnstown and buy yourself a big new boat, a boat like Gideon Brown. She can punch your head in any gale and ride the fishing ground. I often thought how proud I'd be in a boat like Gideon Brown. She can punch your head in any gale and ride. I often thought how proud I'd be in a boat like Gideon Brown, in a boat like Gideon Brown, in a boat like Gideon Brown.
I'm proud to announce we got some money coming in.
We have a pledge.
We do have a pledge. So I just want to thank Ortenzio and Mike from the Poker Stars. They're one of our longtime trivia teams that come out and play trivia with us every week. And they've donated $80. So we are going to match that $80.
Excellent.
So I'm very excited. So
thank you. And hopefully that gets the ball rolling. Again, yeah. You can text 613-217-9398. You only have till 5 o'clock right now. And then you have to start again at midnight tomorrow night. Or you can call the station at 613-533-2372. We want to have to give more money.
And we figured out what that number is. It does have relevance.
It does. It's not me being crazy. It is the last four digits of my mother's phone number, which is why it's in my memory bank.
Which is not such a reason. You're not going to find it, so
no,
don't worry.
It doesn't matter.
Don't try to text me.
I'm just saying the last four digits, but yeah. I'm saying it's not mine. I guess you just sort of say things, they rattle off your tongue, and you're not sure where they're familiar from, but I knew those digits were familiar.
That's so funny.
And I was making myself a little crazy about it. So, yeah. Do you want to do the weekend wrap up?
Well, yeah. We've got a new thing called the Community Corner. I love that.
So. Apparently.
That's what we're going to call it from now on. So that of the weekend wrap up, we're going to call it the Community Corner.
No,
maybe no. That's
no,
different.
That's a different thing.
All right.
It's
all right.
About community stuff. The weekend wrap up is what we're doing and our nonsense.
Okay. Well, our nonsense is continued. So tomorrow night, you're going to find me and Sherry and a lot of people, and we're going to be at Wild Wings.
Right.
I had to make sure I said it right. I had to think about it. So, again, we're...
Can I say one thing first, though?
Sure.
This is funny. We're going bowling tonight.
We are going bowling.
Weird. Friend of ours randomly texted us and asked us if we wanted to go bowling tonight after the show, obviously. And we're like, sure. It's random Thursday night. Why not go bowling?
It's funny.
Weird.
I'm actually playing in tomorrow night's show. I'm playing Take the Skinheads Bowling.
Oh, well, there you go.
So maybe I may take them bowling later.
Maybe you manifested it.
I did. So anyway, we are first round tomorrow night is TV Finish the Lyrics. So TV theme songs, Finish the Lyrics. So
like, I'll be there for you.
Yeah, like the Rembrandts. Don't be singing. Come on.
Come on. Everybody loves it when I sing on the radio.
They don't. They terribly don't. I don't. I can tell you. And then outros. Round number two, outros.
That was hard.
People loved it.
I don't like it was hard.
So it's the last 40 seconds of a song, not the first 40. We play the first 40, so you actually, it's crazy. I people really, really loved it. And then our 2.5 round, which is our fast round, kind of round 8:45, it just speeds things up. It replaced a couple other things we were doing that, you know, people weren't actually participating.
Nobody wanted to do head-to-heads.
No.
Head-to-heads. That was fun.
Yeah, but not a lot of people were doing it.
Well,
it was the same people
every week.
So it's tough, right? So round number two tomorrow night, or 2.5, I should say, is only the 80s.
Oh,
so
excellent.
80s songs.
I love the 80s.
Yeah, so that'll be a lot of fun. And then round number three 3s is demos and alternate versions of songs. So if a band did a demo or they did an alternate version, we're playing that version.
That sounds hard.
I don't think it'll be hard. So it'll be different. It'll be a different version of it. It might be an acoustic or whatever. So
I'm willing to play.
Yeah, absolutely. And then the last round is called Thankful. And it is American Thanksgiving this weekend. Today it's actually American Thanksgiving. And that's nostalgic for me as well. I got to be honest. For a long time, Karen and I spent Thanksgiving in the States on American Thanksgiving. I've got to say we did it for probably about 10 years. Maybe not that long, maybe 6 or 7. You're nodding your head no. It was a long time. We did it for a long...
It was a couple of times.
It was more than a couple of times.
Okay. I have mostly Thanksgiving memories with you, so you weren't gone for 10 of them.
Sherry, I'm talking American Thanksgiving.
Okay.
What are you talking about?
I forgot they're two different things.
Yeah.
All right, sorry.
Nonsense.
We're now under 2 hours of talking almost. I'm getting
crazy.
Tired.
Anyway, we're doing thankful songs, so okay. About thankful and thankfulness. And
you're going to be thankful when I stop talking today.
I am very much so. So that's that. That's Friday. And then Saturday.
Now, hold on. What about your show?
And then Into the Darkness, and we're doing 4 hours of it. So
you, not we.
No, that's true. It's me and the Jeff, and we'll be doing 4 hours of it. And then there's somebody coming and playing live right after me from 4 to 6 a.m., which is awesome. So I'm excited for that. Tomorrow night, I'm actually going to spin some vinyl. So I finally figured out, or the other DJ showed me where the controls were for that and how to get it going. It's a pretty decent booth, and there's a lot of different, there's multiple turntables in here, and there's multiple devices. And I wasn't sure, and I didn't want to mess with things. So I learned today where the turntables are, the controls for some of the turntables. So I'm going to be spinning some vinyl tomorrow night. So I'm going to go home, and tonight I'm going to pull some vinyl when I get home, and I'm going to probably play maybe an hour of vinyl tomorrow night just throughout the show. I've got some really cool old house music, some Calypso, some stuff. I've even got some 45s. So I'm going to pull some 45s and play that as well.
I bet some of our listeners don't know what a 45 is.
Yeah, well, in about 14 minutes, it's going to be 45 after the hour.
That was the worst dad joke you've ever said on the air. Don't do that.
So that's me on Friday. And then Saturday morning, bright and early, I'm going to go get my shave, as I always do. And then we are going to go to the U.S. to watch Syracuse play Boston College.
In Syracuse. Okay.
Because last week we went to Notre Dame to watch Notre Dame destroy Syracuse. They beat them 70-7. It was a stomping. It was crazy. Anyway, we're going to go down, and we've got a bunch of friends, and we're all going to go down there, and then we're going to go out for dinner, do a bit of shopping, and then head home.
And I only agreed to go because this game is being played indoors.
Yes, I know.
I would not go to an outdoor football game this time of year. It's freezing out today, by the way. I know how much you like to talk about the weather. So we are doing that. That's pretty much what Saturday looks like. And then we have a fun thing we're doing on Sunday, actually. We need to go up to the church where our daughter's getting married and deliver her marriage certificate.
Yes.
So we're going to go to their mass with the fiancé's parents, which is going to be very nice.
It is.
Enjoy their time. And then you got to scoot back because you got to get on the road again for your day job.
I do. I got to go to Windsor this week.
All right. That's a lot.
It is. So anyway, let's talk about a little Corey Hart. We're going to play Sunglasses at Night. Okay. Why did you pick this song?
I liked Corey Hart. I liked his style. I liked his look, and he was great at that time. And I like this song. Again, it takes me back. So when we talk about how music can trigger memories and take you back to a different time in your life, this was kind of a cool, probably in my teens era.
80s,
and it takes
80s,
me right back
sure.
there. So I like this song, and I thought it would be fun to hear it today.
Yeah, absolutely. Here we go, little Corey Hart. Thank you. That's a great 80s rock song, isn't it?
It is. I like that. It took me back.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me a lot of Turn Me Loose, Loverboy. It's that kind of that same kind of feel, right?
Yeah, it's definitely that kind of time in that era. 80s
hair band, as people like to say. I didn't have enough hair back then even. and it was going white already when I was that age, so it didn't matter. So the next band we're going to play is Spirit of the West, and I really love this band. Okay. Again, another Vancouver band, so West Coast, but a very Celtic folk feel to them. They've been around. They were around from the early 80s, 1983, right up until 2016. They were a trio when they first started. They started doing a lot of, like, Bruce Coburn covers and stuff like that. They even opened up for Spirit of the West even opened up for Great Big Sea in 2009.
That makes sense.
On their tour, right? So it was really cool. Unfortunately, it came to a terrible end. And I got to say, like, the problem is, you know, not all things end great. And they're one of their founding members, John Mann, he ended up getting Alzheimer's. And there's a great documentary about Spirit of the West.
Yeah, we watched this.
We have watched it. And it was really sad because the family, you know, was, and they put it all out there for you. And they let you see how his demise really came to an end.
We all need to be mindful and we all need to be grateful.
Yeah, it was really, really sad. I mean, unfortunately, in 2014, he got Alzheimer's, and the band really, I guess after he passed, the band just is no more, which is, I really respect that and stuff. And, but yeah, they came to be a massive hit in 88, after this song, and it's called Political, and it made them really kind of top of mind in the folk era. And they were, and what's interesting is they were always on the Junos. So they got on the Junos. And what's funny is today I got a notice from the Junos asking if I wanted to buy tickets to go to the Junos next year.
No.
Because it's in Hamilton.
Okay, but so, no.
What do you mean no?
This is how it goes, folks.
Yeah, well, just so you know, we're going to the Junos. We're going to the Junos. So kind of funny. But yeah, so the Arkells are playing, and there's some really great Canadian bands playing at the Junos this year. So we're going to go see the some bands at the Junos. Anyway, a little Spirit of the West, Political.
My
Everything doesn't have to be so political.
I agree. I don't like to talk about politics, and some people in our house do all the time, particularly our kids. They're very politically aware, and I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, me either.
That's not true. You want to talk about it more than I do.
Well, yeah, but it's only because it's going around. I do love Spirit of the West. I just want to finish with that.
Just laughing away from it. That you just said politics is going around.
It is going around.
I don't know what that means.
You know what I mean? No, there's stuff in our house that's going around. So, I talk about it. But I mean, the most famous song, I guess everybody remembers, it's basically a university song, is Home for a Rest. Everybody loves Home for a Rest.
I think that's a wedding anthem.
I'd say it's a university anthem for sure from the 90s.
Do you end weddings with it?
No, I end weddings with Hakuna Matata.
No, I want you to stop that. You started that this year, and I don't get it, and people, I don't like it.
But you're not at the wedding, so it doesn't matter.
Well, I still have an opinion.
Well, it's wrong. and you're allowed to be wrong.
Okay, thanks.
And then If Venice is Sinking is another great song by them. The Crawl, but so political. I mean, they have so many great, great songs. Now, we're back to Great Big Sea again.
Right, and this was my pick for Great Big Sea, so we don't really need to talk about them again. Let's play some more Great Big Sea. They're fantastic.
All righty, here we go.
How many boys have we lied there? Oh,
I like that remix. That was cool.
That was cool. I quite enjoyed it as well. And I didn't even know I picked it. It was a happy accident.
Like when I was looking at it, I was like, Lukey and then / Luca Loney. And I was like, what's going on? But they literally had, you know, Sean McCann in there, Daryl Power and Alan Doyle noted with the band. So also pretty interesting. I just love that little extra bit of East Coast feel to that. That was cool.
You're welcome.
Thanks. All right. Well, we got up a little bit of Bare Naked Ladies again.
Oh, we're back to Bare Naked Ladies.
We're back right around to the beginning again. So this is actually the title song from the album, Enid. And I'm glad you picked this. I love this song. This song, for me, is a lot of fun.
I know you like this one.
Yeah, I really do. So, guys, this is Enid, Bare Naked Ladies, from the Gordon album.
I can do it.
I love that song. We were having a little singing battle there.
We were rocking out in the booth in the last 5 minutes.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. So if you think about the Gordon album and how many hits came off of it, I just pulled it up. I wanted Hello City, Enid, Grade 9, Brian Wilson, Be My Yoko Ono, What a Good Boy, The King of Bedside Manor. I love that.
We should listen to this in the car when we leave.
We should. We really should. New Kid on the Block, If I Had $1 Million.
That was all on one album?
That was all on one album.
Wow,
I got to tell you, what an amazing album that was.
This is the Gordon album?
That's the Gordon album, guys. So if you hadn't listened to it, it's got like a red, white, and blue kind of bouncy ball on it. I mean, yeah. It's such a great, great album. Guys, go listen to it. I got to be honest to you. It's just making me smile. Our last performer today that
okay,
we're going to
well,
play.
Hold on before, because this is going to play us out.
It is.
So we're wrapping up. You have 4 minutes left to pledge a donation
to
613-217-9398 that we will match. And then your next opportunity to match is at 12 a.m. on Saturday morning until 4 o'clock a.m. when Terry's Into the Darkness. You can also text that phone number or call into the station, which is 613-533-2372. If you text the first number, that's mine. I will not answer you between 12 and 4 a.m., but we will match any pledge donation during that time.
100%. Now let's talk about our last performer.
Yes.
Tom Cochran.
Yes.
Which is great. I mean, we normally play Life as a Highway at the beginning of the show. I thought I wanted to end it because he is a Canadian artist, and I was hoping to get to play the whole song. This is going to be the only song we're not going to get to play the whole one of.
That's okay. We'll fade it out into the corridor, and
absolutely.
This is usually our intro, so it's our outro today.
Yeah, it is our outro today. I mean, this guy got an honorary doctorate from Brandon University. Do you want me to just skip this and just play the song? Yeah, let's just play the song. All right, here we go. Life is a Highway. Guys, enjoy. Be safe. Have a great weekend. And we'll see you next week. And hopefully you guys join me on Friday night at Wild Wings or right after for Into the Darkness.
Break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today.